Now, to discuss our metabolic health, Dr. Vivian Brown, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, joins us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to be here. And today I want to talk about metabolic health, how your body is doing overall. You know, there are some special biomarkers that we now know can help us decide if we are metabolically healthy. And I'm going to go over those five biomarkers. Number one is blood pressure. If we're thinking of metabolic health, we want our blood pressure to be 120 over 85 or lower. Now, we say that normal blood pressure can be as high as 140 over 90, but that's not ideal. For your metabolism, for your metabolic health, we'd like it on the lower side. So 120 over 85 or lower. Your waist circumference tells a lot about how your health is. And if you tend to be pear-shaped, carrying most weight below the waist, you're actually healthier than if you're apple-shaped, carrying a lot of weight in your abdominal region. So waist circumference should be 35 inches or less for women and about 40 inches or less for men. Triglycerides are one of the lipids in your body, one of the fats in your body. And, you know, we talk a lot about cholesterol, but we know that triglycerides are really important and affect the liver as well. And you want your triglyceride level to be below 1.69. So when you're doing a lipid assessment, when you're getting your cholesterol done for your doctor, find out what your triglycerides are, not just your cholesterol. When we're looking at cholesterol itself, we're interested in your HDL cholesterol. HDL is high-density lipoprotein. That's the good stuff. And the more of it you have, the better it is. If you're a woman over 50, we would like it to be at least 1.3. And if you're a man over 40, we would like it to be at least 1.03. So ideally, you want your high-density lipoprotein to be high. The higher the level, the better it is. And finally, fasting glucose. Generally speaking, on most of the lab results, it says if you're 6 or under, you're okay. But in terms of your metabolic health, we really want it to be below 5.6. So the lower the sugar, the better it is when you're looking at metabolic health. So to summarize, it's your blood pressure, your waist circumference, triglycerides, the HDL cholesterol, and your fasting glucose. And when you look at those biomarkers, that will tell you whether you are metabolically healthy.
That's solid information and clear language with very plain and simple numbers to look for. Thank you for that useful advice. Anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health, remember the name The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging and ask for the book in your local bookstore or look for it on Amazon.com or log on to drvivianbrown.com. Or if you want a signed copy for a special gift, feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thanks, Dr. Brown. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you.